Philip II of Macedonia. Philip's campaigns, 355 to 354 BCE. We know little of his actions for most of 355 BCE. He probably campaigned to secure gains around Philippi and Amphipolis, and may also have intervened in Thessaly. Later in the year, he marched on Methone, the last Athenian ally on the doorstep of Lower Macedonia, and a bear 6 miles from Pydna, which had already fallen. In spite of the fate of their neighbor and the failure of Athens to help, the citizens of Methone resisted staunchly against the fierce assaults of the Macedonians. On one occasion, Philip's men escalated the city wall, and the king ordered the ladders to be taken away once the men were on the battlements, thinking that this would force them to conquer or die. It was a drastic tactic, and in this case, failed. Supplying the army over winter months was difficult, and that he succeeded is testament to his logistical organization underlying Philip's operations, even at this fairly early stage. Even on the coast, the season can be cold and wet, and in this respect, Methone may well have been the tougher siege yet undertaken by his army. The city held out until the spring of 354 BCE, hoping for an Athenian relief force, for by this time there was a lull in the struggle between Athens and her rebellious allies. During an inspection of the siege works, Philip was wounded. The earliest source says that the missile was an arrow and struck his right eye. In later centuries, the whole story was embellished, with a man who inflicted the wound named as one Astor. In some versions, it was a javelin and not an arrow, while another claims it was a bolt fired by a catapult. Several say that Astor inscribed his own name and Philip's on the projectile, while one even claims that Philip had another message scratched onto it before shooting it back into the city. An arrow shot from a bow seems the most likely instrument, especially as it is mentioned by the sources closest in date to the event. The greater power of a bolt from a catapult most likely would have been fatal, unless almost spent or robbed of a lot of its power by deflecting off of something. Analysis indicating damage to the right eye socket on the male skull from tomb 2 at the Virginia site is one of the main reasons for identifying the remains as Philip. The strike caused permanent blindness in that eye, but according to a Roman author, Philip's doctor, Crithobulus, achieved great renown for having extracted the arrow from the eye of King Philip and for having treated the loss of the eyeball without causing disfigurement to the face. It could easily have been different, but Philip survived, although the pain can only have been terrible and must have lasted for some time. It was not enough to persuade him to give up the siege. As the months wore on without adequate help coming from Athens, the citizens of Methone eventually capitulated. By Greek standards, Philip was surprisingly generous to the defenders, whether through a desire to get the siege finished or to demonstrate that he was not prone to revenge for personal injuries. All the citizens were allowed to leave, albeit wearing only the clothes on their backs, and to go wherever they wanted. Their property, including, presumably, their slaves, became plunder. The polis was abolished, and the physical city was razed, and its land was distributed in plots to his companions and soldiers. Still only in his 28th year, Philip had already more than doubled the size of his kingdom, eradicated the independent cities close to the heartland, vastly increased his wealth, married 5 wives, and fathered several children. There have been many dangers along the way, but his luck had held, if narrowly, when he was shot in the eye. In the process of his rise, Philip had highlighted the limitations of Athens' will and the capacity of its fleet to defeat a land-based power. More and more people began to notice Macedonia and its king and wonder whether they needed to challenge him or to seek his friendship. Yeah, it's real interesting about the damage because he has 2 wounds that are very prominent. One is the eye, which cost him his eye, and would, of course, have been a scar across his face. And the other one will be a lance through his knee, which will cause him significant problems. Leg will go out on him periodically, and that leads to a shortening of one leg, the damaged leg, compared to the other. So his armor is going to have to be changed because the greaves will be different for the bad leg rather than the good leg. And in the burial that they found in tomb 2 at Virginia, they found traces of the fact that that is true because the greaves that were found in the tomb were exactly what you would have expected to have found in someone who had that kind of damage to a knee joint on one leg. It was not only shorter than the other greave, but was bent to one direction. It's hard to really tell whether that was true or not, because the body of Philip II was cremated. There were some bones in there, but not anything that would give you that kind of information. So that's a little interesting point. So we're going to continue campaigning again. We're going to see how his power continues to grow. Now, the sources for this: The Politics by Aristotle, The Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond, In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.